To the Middle East now. It was a controversial mission from the beginning. The nation of Syria was resistant from the get-go. The president of Syria even openly criticized it while it was going on. But the Arab League observer mission in Syria comes to an end this weekend. Doesn't mean the League monitors are leaving the country. The head of the mission is due to present his report to the League this weekend, and the mandate could be extended. But the observer mission was meant to help end the violence. It hasn't happened. Yesterday alone, the opposition in Syria says more than 20 people were killed, adding to the UN's estimate of already more than 5,000 dead since the protests started in March. Syria's storyline in the turmoil that has produced so much political change in the Middle East has been particularly brutal, and the Arab League observers have had a good view of it all. Tim Huall from our partner the BBC has spent the last week in the country following the observers, and he went with them to a small town in the outskirts of Damascus, from where he sent this report.
In the streets of Kiswe, the Arab League monitors have immediately attracted a crowd of protesters. I've just heard someone shouting, "People of Kiswe, what are you waiting for? The monitors are here." At last, people feel there's a force from the outside world that might be able to help them. And the expectations are so great that the monitors in their distinctive white baseball caps and orange bibs, some of them are from Qatar, some from Kuwait, are being carried now on the shoulders of young men in the crowd. Suddenly, I'm accosted by a university student, he's too scared to show his face, who speaks good English.
"When I speak to you, the government will kill my brother because the people want freedom. No one have any weapon. No one have gun. Just we have our sound. There is no terrorist here. The only terrorist here is Bashar Assad. Now I am sure when you go out from Al-Kiswa, they will come to here to punish us and kill us."
What do you want the world to do? Do you want foreign intervention in Syria? Do you want a foreign army in Syria?
"I don't need Russia and Russia. I don't need Iran. I don't need America. I don't need British."
So what do you want from the Arab League now? What do you want from them?
"I think they will not help us anything. He do everything for Libya. He do everything for Tunis, for Egypt, and now for Yemen. But Syria, no. No. Why? Why? Why?"
The monitors are moving off now, and almost instantly, the crowd disperses. They're too scared to stay on the streets. At the end of the road, there are soldiers waiting at a sandbanked emplacement. There's a gun trained on exactly where the demonstrators were standing. The observers are committed to getting both sides of the story, and they stop to talk to the colonel in command of the unit, Mohammed Hassan Dayoub. He's got a very different version of events.
"They don't really know what they're doing. They don't know what they want. They're being incited by armed gangs."
These holes that we have seen in shutters, in walls, these are holes from bullets from government snipers.
"The government never shot anyone in the street. It was armed gangs that did it. The army is in Kiswe to protect the citizens."
The monitors write down a few last notes. Then they climb back in their car and speed back to Damascus.
Voices from the violence and upheaval in Syria. That's Tim Huall, a correspondent with our partner, the BBC, reporting from just outside Damascus.